This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers continue searching for bodies and survivors in the rubble of buildings that collapsed in an earthquake that killed at least 162 people on Indonesia's main island of Java and injured hundreds more, overwhelming hospitals. Excavators, trucks, and other heavy equipment sent overnight Tuesday reached the hardest-hit city of Cianjur, south of Jakarta. The city was near the epicenter of a magnitude 5.6 tremor Monday afternoon, which sent terrified residents fleeing into the streets, some covered in blood and debris. One woman told the Associated Press when the earthquake hit her home, started shaking like it was dancing, and she barely escaped with her family. More than 300 people were seriously injured. At least 600 suffered minor injuries. It's not clear how many remain missing. There is a division at the United Nations over North Korea's latest missile testing. We get more details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The U.S. and its allies are strongly condemning North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test and call for actions to limit its nuclear and missile programs. Speaking at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the Biden administration will be circulating a proposed presidential statement which would condemn North Korea for what she called unlawful ballistic missile launches and other dangerous and destabilizing activity. Russia and China oppose any new pressure and sanctions on Pyongyang. I'm Norman Hall.
Activists say Iranian security forces used heavy gunfire against protesters in a Kurdish town in the country's west. They say at least five people were killed during an anti-government protest Monday that erupted at the funeral of two people killed the day before. This is VOA News. Ukrainian authorities are evacuating civilians from liberated areas in the southern Kherson and Mykolaiv regions. They fear that infrastructure damage is too severe for people to endure the winter without power, heat, and water. The World Health Organization warned that millions in Ukraine face a life-threatening winter. Also Monday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife made a rare joint appearance to observe a moment of silence at a Kyiv memorial for those killed in Ukraine's pro-European Union protest in 2014. VOA contributor Anna Chernikova tells us it was a significant day in Ukraine as it pertains to their current ongoing fight with Russia.
Ukrainians mark Dignity and Freedom Day, which is 9 years since Maidan, since the revolution of dignity, as many knows. And this is this was a very important and turning point for Ukrainian nation. And Ukrainians consider this day as the beginning of this fight, real fight for freedom, that actually continues today at this war. Full-scale invasion, and right after Maidan, Russian Federation annexed Crimea and started war in the Donbas. So basically, this day marks 9 years of the beginning of this big fight for dignity and for freedom.
VOA contributor Anna Chernikova. Speaking on VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine, hundreds of people have been convicted in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol that have left dozens of officers injured, sent lawmakers running for their lives, and shook the foundations of American democracy. Now jurors in the case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four associates will decide for the first time whether the actions of any defendants amount to seditious conspiracy. The University of Virginia canceled its game against the rival Virginia Tech scheduled Saturday following the slaying of three football players on campus just over a week ago. The university made the announcement Monday, 2 days after a nearly two-hour memorial service to remember Lavelle Davis Jr., Devin Chandler, and Deshaun Perry. The three were fatally shot after a field trip to see a play in Washington. Two others were wounded. Former Virginia football player Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. faces three counts of second-degree murder and other charges. As a result, the Cavaliers also canceled their game slated for last weekend against number 23 Coastal Carolina. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.